Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this Veterans Day weekend. I tell you what, today is a day in which we celebrate. But before we go there this morning, I just want to give a big shout out to those that are driving down the road today. You're traveling. What a beautiful day, 65 plus degrees, possibly sunny in Iowa. The most of the corn and the beans are all picked and it's out, and we're going to see the deer are on the move. So you want to be extremely careful as you're traveling down the highways, as without a doubt the big buck deer, they're in rut. And I tell you what, just be safe as you're traveling today and just enjoy your travels as you're going down the highway. And thank you for listening to Vital Ministries this morning and being let us be a part of your Sunday. Also too, those of you who are on your way to church, what an opportunity to get a time of worship and join together as other brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus Christ and praise God for who he is, get a word from the pastor, and just a great time. And just thank you for being a part of your church time as well and taking time out today as you travel to your church. And those of you that are listening by your radio, you're sitting at home or out doing chores or you're out in your shop, I just want to thank you for being part of Vital Ministries and allowing us to be a part of your day. But I can't help but think about, you know, this weekend, before we get into our subject of teaching, Veterans Day weekend. And it's something we want to commemorate, and we want to thank and bless those veterans today, those that have served our nation. And a time of remembering, a time of those who have actually gave their lives so that we might have our freedom. My mind goes back. I've got a few people that I'd just like to mention this morning, if you would. And there's so many other people that I know, but these are the ones that just come to my mind this morning as I think. You know, our family, for the most part, my mom, she was Dutch, and near as we can tell, they came at in the early beginnings of the 1900s. And I had a uncle, which is a great uncle to me, which is my grandpa, George Voss's brother. His name was Abe Voss. Abe Voss, he fought in World War I. He fought in the trench warfare. And I just considered it an honor to be a descendant of him and the sacrifice that was made. And also, too, my grandpa, George Voss, Albert Sarig, fought in World War II. In the Pacific. He was a tanker, a gunner on a tanker ship that loaded, put on fuel onto the ships. And I just want to thank him too for his part in the war. And I also too have an uncle by the name of Harold Voss who fought in the Korean War and actually was wounded and during a battle time in the warfare. And I just want to remember him. My uncle Tim Sarig, he was on a submarine ship on the Vietnam conflict, and I can remember him. He is now gone, but I just want to remember and commemorate him. Also, too, I have some great friends, as I think about this morning, that have been in the military. I think of my good friend, Tony Howard. He's just a great man, and I just appreciate him. He was a Marine. Also, too, Scott Versteeg, who was also in all the way up into the Pentagon, matter of fact, in the military service. And those men who are sacrificially given to our country. And to them are such dedication. When you see the things that are happening in the midst of our nation and the lack of representation, my heart goes out for these men who have given such a great sacrifice so that we might have freedom. And I just encourage us today as we see those, as we watch our different sporting events and things like that. I highly I uphold those coaches that are actually now firing and letting go of football players who have made choices during the national anthem to kneel. And I tell you what, that is, in my opinion, is about as un-American as it gets. And I'm disappointed in their stance. I understand a stance of what they've got to take, but that is the wrong place and the wrong time to do it. Matter of fact, I'll just go on record saying that. I think that is not the right way to handle if you're trying to protest about something. And again, I just want to give those veterans a high salute, a big shout out of thank you for what you have done so that we might have freedom today. But with that being said, we've been doing a teaching series called The Seven Mountains of Ministry. And we've been busy teaching the series, and we've talked about the religion mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, and last week, the business mountain. We have left, We have left two mountains. One we're going to discuss today, which is the arts and entertainment mountain. And then next week, we will finish up on the media mountain. That these mountains are the molders of society, the influencers of culture. And within each one of these mountains, God does incredible work. He brings himself in order to build and to advance his kingdom through these mountains to the people in which we are called to. It's also important to note that every believer is called to one of these mountains for the kingdom purpose. It's within the society and culture that they are needing transformed and reformed. No greater time than these to see God's hand working with all of mankind. And God calls us into these mountains in which brings together heaven on earth to be realized. It takes prayer and hard work and allowing the Holy Spirit to be in the motivator within these mountains. This past week, we had our first men's warrior breakfast at Lighthouse Church in New Sharon, and we had over 50 men show up. What a great morning it was. We ate a man's breakfast. We learned how to be a better man in our homes and our places of work. And the religion and the business mountains worked hard and hand in hand together as I look out that morning at the men that came and as they arrived. And it was all because of, most of them was because of work-related relationship, and some with the religious, with the religion mountain itself. But I have a good friend who is an ag land realtor. He's just a good friend. We've been friend for years, and we hadn't seen each other for about a month. We talked about family and ministry, and he's a friend that you get past the general stuff in a short amount of time and talk about what matters most in life. And we've done church together. I bought a farm through this man, through him, and also we went to Israel twice together with he and his wife, and we're just good friends. We get together as often as we can, and we're just like going back. You pick right up. You got those friends that you pick back in the moment, and that's all because we'd worked together in both the religion mountain and the business mountain. But today, we're going to look at mountain number six, the arts and entertainment mountain, or it could be called the prophetic mountain. This is the mountain of entertainment that is a prophetic voice, and out of this mountain flows fashion, forms, and creates the society and beliefs and what it stands for. I think about even this morning as I'm here on the radio on KBOE 104.9, and you know, often you hear me open up that I am Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and that's because God has allowed me to have a voice, given me a prophetic voice in which to speak out and to speak and make his name famous. See, a prophetic voice is into our culture is, again, through the arts and entertainment mountain, but this means that what flows out of the mountain fashions and forms and creates society and believes in for what it stands for. And we know this to be true because we see in Hebrews 11, verse 3, that God formed the worlds through the word of his mouth. And this is what the Bible says. By faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. We look at Genesis also too, Genesis 1, 1 through 3, and we see what the Lord spoke the word under the movement of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The result was the formation of the earth and its order. This is what the prophetic word does. Released long enough and consistent enough, it will fashion the way we think, operate, and this is what those who function in the arts and entertainment arena understand. And I like to say they are not entertaining, they are educating. They're espousing the belief system and values through the venue of their expression. They are actually prophesying to culture. This is used to change, alter, and arrange the mindset of our society even today. You know, it's interesting as we watch and to see how the entertainment works, but we see how things actually educate us in the midst of the entertainment world, and sometimes we can see different movies that we see, especially I find it so interesting how in the midst of Disney tries to infiltrate their perspective on children and young people. One of the movies that just comes to mind is called In and Out, and with Kevin Kline. And we thought, and at the time it seemed like a movie that seemed harmless, but what it was a movie about a teacher who comes out gay and has has became accepted. It's interesting, there was a bottom line to what the movie was trying to say. It was trying to make it acceptable for decisions and voices in which people want to bring out. And they were, instead of being entertained, we become educated. What's being prophesied is that the gay lifestyle is normal and loving and should be accepted as such. And without a doubt, we should be loving on people who are in the gay lifestyle and that sort of thing. But should it be accepted? I don't think so, because it goes against what God's word says. And that's important. Doesn't mean that we shun them. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that, you know, is it acceptable that someone who has a problem with addiction, is it acceptable, or we try to get them help? And I think that's the thing that helps us to understand that we need to be educated and understand. We need to understand that there's an underground influence that's being done on everything that we watch on television that makes decisions on us. And even through a lot of the movies in which we watch, the hard part is to traffic through those things. The warnings or the ratings aren't necessarily the ratings in which we want to see. And we got to be very, very particular as we bring our young people, as we see what the prophetic voice is saying. And I think if we look at the mountain of the arts and entertainment, it says this in John 1:23, it talks about John the Baptist. And again, we've been talking about that multiple times throughout this teaching series. And it says this, he said, "I am the voice crying in the wilderness, make the way straight of the Lord," as the prophet Isaiah said. Now, when the scripture speaks of making something straight for the way of the Lord, it is speaking of reformation. In other words, something has become perverted and crooked, and God has come to straighten out. This is accomplished through a voice. Reformation always begins with a voice. A prophetic voice, a prophetic sound is released into society and culture, that society and culture eventually begins to be shaped by the sound, and that is going to. This is what happened in the days of John the Baptist. Isn't that so true, folks? He was a prophetic voice that prepared straightening out things for Jesus to come onto the earth. John's prophetic voice caused the society of that of today to begin to be shaped into a state of reformation. I find that so interesting today, as we just got to look at that and see how that prophetic voice is being changed. And I also, too, want to talk a little bit this morning. I think about a voice that happened even during the time of warring that was going on in our nation. God always uses mountains to prophesy to nations and to societies. The devil knows this and has again sought to hijack the venue from us so they can sound his voice through his mediums. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. We'll be talking about Veterans Day. During the War of 1812, at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, was being defended from a serious onslaught of enemy. Francis Scott Key arose after a night of ferocious battle to find that the American flag was still waving over the fort and it had not fallen into the enemy's hands. As he gazed at the still the waving flag, he penned the poem that later became the Star Spangled Banner, the anthem of our nation. This is a song stirred the courage, stamina of many throughout the years. It has been a prophetic declaration of the fearlessness of the American people who fight when all seems lost. And I'm, again, when we say, when people kneel during sporting events, should read and understand the price that was paid during the War of 1812, and shame on you for kneeling on those events and taking a declaration that shows the declaration of the reason why you have freedom even to kneel should never be done in sporting events. And if you can tell that I am strong-minded about this, I am. It disappoints me when I see such acts done in the midst of our nation and the freedom of the people that it was done. But let's keep moving on this morning. Now, as we look into the mountains that come to reform is also served as an echo. See, the prophetic essence of the mountains shapes, while the echo nature of the mountain reveals and reflects what as a society have become. The things we allow, pay to see, applaud, support, from the Arts and Entertainment Mountain say volumes about the value systems of our society. Like no other mountain, the Arts and Entertainment Mountain is revelation of where we are as a nation. If we want to see where the decency level of people is, we only have to look at this mountain and will give us a glimpse into the true nature of any people and provide us with prayers and agenda and be focused for our nation. Now, don't you think that our people around the world are watching as we look at the different things that are happening in the midst of our nation? Don't you think they're especially watching as we get ready for this next election that comes up a year ago from this past week for a new presidency, new state representatives, new senators, all those things? Don't you think the nations are watching? Because they know right now, as America today, we are probably under, my opinion, under the weakest leadership that we have ever occurred. Is there positive things that are happening? Without a doubt. I think about the House of Representatives. We finally got somebody, a man that's in there that is a God believer, and also too, his worldview is created by the Bible itself. Finally, we got the right direction. But the hard part of that is we got misdirection all the way from the top of the leadership. And that's important for us because we're sending out a voice. Our voice that we're sending out, folks, is weakness. We look as a weak nation, and other nations see that. But it's important for us to understand that we can change this through reformation. We can change this through a culture and a society that is back to the principles of the biblical principles in which our nation was created, in which the voice was sounded. I want to show you something in Psalm 23:3 shows us that God's heart is to refresh the soul of people. He says this, "He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." See, the restoring of the soul is essential to life. If our souls are not restored, we will eventually lose heart, faint, and even die. There is a recreation or a recreating of our beings that flows out of this mountain. This is why sporting events as such and major attractions in our society, some would say it'd be a way to escape real life for a few hours. This may be true, but the reality of this is the restoring of the taking of the place, and all of us need to see that as the restoring needs to happen. And I still see there's still good things that are happening in the midst of the entertainment mountain and also to in the arts. And we see that and some really good things. You know, a lot of times we when I see that restoring, I see good movies that are still coming out, movies that are go back to biblical principles. We're seeing against Hollywood that are making great gains and good things that are happening. And it's important for us to understand that. But see, Psalms 78:57 speaks of a deceitful bow, and people are like in the symbol. And this is what it says. But turned back, acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside and like a deceitful bow. Now, a deceitful bow is one that doesn't shoot straight. Man, I tell you what, if you've ever been in archery and somebody who makes a bow, that is absolutely true. Not the mechanical bows that we have today where these guys that go out, men and women go out and hunt with. But these bows, if you make one and it is not done correctly, can actually make the arrow go the wrong way. And the archer, no matter how good he's doing, cannot get that arrow to go straight. See, we are the bows that God uses to shoot his purposes, his plans, his destinies at the targets that the Lord has established. We can become warped and deceitful because we have never unstrung, and this speaks of our soul needing to be restored or being recreated. Some people do not realize this and therefore never allow themselves the privilege of the pleasure of the process. See, it's important in the midst of a bow that it gets unstrung. It does not stay tight and the tension stays on that piece of wood that creates the bow. And that's what it's important for us to realize, that sometimes we got to unstring it. We got to get back to where God is going. But see, the Arts and Entertainment Mountain is designed to inspire the soul as man as well. The Lord uses the prophetic nature of this mountain to stir the fires and the passions of ordinary people to attempt to do extraordinary things. From this mountain, there is the infusion of courage that rallies the weak and the fearful of heart to believe and to achieve the impossible. How we need this impetuous in our lives is without a doubt. I don't know about you, but I see the things at the same time I watch the sporting things. I see that men that in a sporting events that will go to a touchdown, that will go and kneel in the end zone and point a finger up to heaven, thanking God for the very responsibility and the talents in which they have because they give it back to God. How cool is that? How cool is it when I see high school teams after a football game, whether the win or the loss is up on the billboard, you will see those teams take the field in the center of the field, kneel, say the Lord's Prayer, have a prayer together, and talk and just thank God for allowing them to pray. I think that is so cool. We see that in the basketball arenas with men and women doing such things. And it's just so, it's just neat to see how God is still working in such a way that creates a positive aspect in the midst of the entertainment and arts, which is part of our culture today, which also, like I shared with you this morning, also includes sports. But let's keep going this morning. See, as this mountain comes to reform state, it will also magnify the beauty of the Lord into all of society. Matter of fact, Psalm 27:4 speaks of this, beholding the beauty of the Lord himself. And this is what it says. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. See, the beauty of the Lord is displayed in many different ways. All of his creation declares his glory and his splendor. We saw that. And also, too, in Psalms 19:1-4, is the creativity of the Lord is released through the arts and the entertainment mountain. We'll see various descriptions of his beauty being displayed in those places. And I find it so interesting, and I think about the arts as something that's just magnifying when you see a beautiful picture that has been painted or drawn or even taken of God's creation. And you get to stand back and you get to look at it. And it just, our homes are put up with those kind of things, aren't they? Those arts that put up on the walls for us to remember, things to take glimpses of, things that, I love it when you go into a home and you see family members up on pictures and you see the different families and the different generations that are come alongside. I love that. We're actually building just here recently for two farmers. And family is everything for them. One of their biggest things that they had was have a big dining room because their families come together on Sunday and they have a meal together. They sit down. Those things are almost unheard of, but it's a time in which families come together and celebrate and declare who the Lord is. See, I think it's just so important for us to see that God's his song is he's declaring his saving power of his grace on his people, and we should cry out and reach out toward him. See, the mountain will also recognize in its reformed state that creativity flows from the Lord and his presence. Matter of fact, in Psalms 87, verse 5 through 7, speaks of this place, and it says this, "And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples. This is the one born here. Both the singers and the players on the instruments say, all my springs are in you." Isn't that so good when you think about that? When I think about the music and how music has an impact on our lives, doesn't it? Just recently, I was walking around and obviously, as an example of that, I think of one of the entertainers, which is Taylor Swift. Now, it was interesting. I was at we had gotten into another kiddie, and I was taking him in to get taken care of and get his shots and whatnot. And I saw one of our good friends from another church that once we attended to, and I saw the granddaughter. She had a number 13 painted on her cheek, and she said they'd been at a Taylor Swift concert. And I go, what did that mean? What does 13 on her face mean? And it was actually meant that it's Taylor Swift's 13th album. Now, isn't it interesting that here's this little girl that she's probably 4 or 5 years old and been to a Taylor Swift concert to the movie Taylor Swift. I understood that. But that was important to them. And they go and they watch these things. We see the impact in which in the entertainment world, of which, again, movies make a impact, and also to music in such a way. Don't we have music when we go and we sing in a church and all those things, and we sing praises to God and how they move us in the presence? how God works in the midst of our lives. And I find it so interesting as we listen to music and Christian music and how it in such a way that it moves us, it creates presence, it helps us to understand that God is doing something amazing in our lives. See, with this being said, there's some things that I think are really, really important as we close today. Is remember that God's agenda is to touch the earth and not just the people inside the church building. Isn't it interesting that so many Motown artists of the 60s and the 70s came out of the church world? Isn't that true? They came out because the music that was in them and that they sang was deemed inappropriate within the church itself. Yet, much of their music was about relationships and the struggles of life. Yeah, without a doubt, some of it was inappropriate and it talked about the struggles, but it's talking about the things that were going on. Yet, because it wasn't spiritual, there was no room made for their expressions, and the arts were forced into the world to do the same music. Many ended up in tragedy and personal trauma because of the temptation of the world, and they fell into the sin itself. We need to turn this around, folks, I really believe. Couldn't much of it have been averted if the church had made room for different ideas and able to embrace the diversity that flows out of God's heart. That's the thing that we got to look at in the entertainment and arts world. That's a place of creativity. That's a place in which people have an opportunity to worship God through the experience and the talents that He's exposed on them. And I think that's essential for us as we look at this mountain number 6. The entertainment and arts mountain, the mountain of prophecy. It has a voice. And without a doubt, folks, we've got to realize that the arts, the entertainment, sports, all those things have a voice. And what is that voice speaking to our culture today? That is the key. That is the place in which I think we need reform. That is the place in which I believe the Holy Spirit can work. And I believe in the next revival, we are going to see the greatest revival. And what's going to be spearheaded, I believe the young people are going to be the driving force. And I also believe that through the presence of the Holy Spirit, through music, this will happen. And from that, their voices will be heard around the world. I don't know about you, but that sends chills up my back this morning, just thinking about what is yet to come in the midst of the world in which we live. We are living in great days, folks. No reason to be fear and trembling, because our God is on the throne and He's mighty to save. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank You for the opportunity to speak and to be a voice in Mahaska County, a voice in counties that are adjacent, for however my voice gets out today. Lord, I just want to thank You for the opportunity to speak about You, that most of all, that what I say about You makes You famous, that it's less about me and it's more about You, Jesus, that You are the one that we praise and we worship. We love You, Jesus. We thank You. And we just want to serve You in Your precious holy name. Amen. Next week, the mountain of media. That will be our final 7 mountains of influence. You won't want to miss this. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.